sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And this show is brought to you by Zestra. My question today for all of you out there is, have you ever dated a player? And what happened as a result of your dating a player? Did you get burned, or were you able to reform the player? Or perhaps even you're a player and you burn other people. I don't know. So please listen in and see if you're one or the other or what to do. My guest today is Bruce Starr, the Love Coach. That's spelled L-U-V, Coach. He's a radio and television talk show host and producer, a nationally known professional speaker, author, and presenter on love, sex, and dating. He tours America and internationally presenting Love Works Weekend Relationship Workshops. And he wrote a new book called Body Traders, Transforming Back from Player to Lover, a book about what he learned from his experience being AOL's first and original love coach and over 6,000 discussions that he had over a 10-year period of time with people wanting love. What else is there wanting love in the world? So, Bruce, welcome to the show, Sex and Happiness.
Hey, Lori, thank you so much for having me. We're going to have a lot of fun here today. I can't wait to get into this with you.
Well, that's great, Bruce. It's great to have you. I know you were a guest once on Tantra Cafe, and now you're here on my new show, Sex and Happiness, so it's wonderful. So first of all, I want to get into some definitions about really what we're talking about here. So first, tell me, what is a player? You know, what would your definition of player be? And then we'll talk about what really body trader means. So what's a player?
You know, players and body traders are similar. Body traders are a little more complicated, and we'll talk more about in a second. But a player is someone who is going through relationships with dating with a closed heart. Someone who has gotten burned. Someone who is afraid to show their inner self. Someone who's afraid to go after love. And because we're all such social animals, and we do want to socialize, and we do want to connect, a player does so without emotional attachment.
I don't know. That, like, just quickly grabs the question for me. It seems like players are somebody who, like, really admire the people that possibly could be their prey. It seems like they really have a way with, like, if it's a male player, first of all, can players be males or females?
Oh, absolutely. You know what's happened, Lori, over the last 10, 20 years? The roles are so intermingled. You have, instead of having feminine females, you have both masculine and feminine females. And instead of having masculine men, you have both masculine and feminine females. And I'm not talking about
you mean
gay,
men.
Gay or, yes. Men, masculine and feminine men, and I'm not talking about gay or straight, but I'm talking about the roles have changed dramatically. And yes, the players today, the body traders today, are both men and women, no doubt about it.
Well, let's go to the definition of body traders. Now that you've clarified that for us, that, you know, it could be someone of any gender, and it doesn't matter what their sexual preference is. It sounds like. So it could be someone of any preference or either gender, and it could even be somebody who's cross-gendered, you know what I mean? Somebody who's may even have had an operation. You're talking about somebody with a closed heart who tends to play people. They get into relationships where they're not really open to the possibility of merging or higher spiritual connection or what have you, because their hearts are closed. What is a body trader? Because that sounds like somebody that came on a slave ship, you know, like somebody who brought slaves over.
You know, I hear that a lot. Not necessarily that explanation, but I hear anything from sci-fi character or something. So let me tell you what body trader is for me, and I think that you'll get it once I explain it to you. And by the
way,
I got this information from the 6,000 conversations I had on AOL since 1993. I kept hearing the same thing over and over and over again. And this is what I heard. I heard, now when I say, when I speak about men and women, I'm going to do so in stereotype fashion right now. Please, listeners, don't get mad at me. But a body trader is someone, again, with a closed heart. They got their hearts broken when they were younger. And by the way, Lord, I think men have a more difficult time getting over their initial broken heart than women. I think men close down easier, and because they have no one to really talk to about it, they stay closed, even though they may want love in their lives. They stay closed up. Women have a little bit of an advantage. And the advantage is they have friends that they can talk to about relationships. Hopefully their friends encourage them and tell them not to close their hearts. But I've heard of many, many conversations with women that tell their friends, go for the money.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's true.
And
I was like,
when
wow.
They say, Lori, when they say go for the money, they are encouraging that person to close their heart and go for the best deal. Now I'm going to go into what I believe is the exact explanation of a body trader.
Okay, yeah, because you just opened up a can of worms, and
so I
have to go back to those worms.
Oh, yes. We're gonna go dish through these worms for the next hour, and I'm thrilled to do that.
Okay.
A typical male body trader. You know, when we were growing up, we were told by our fathers, our brothers, our mothers, our uncles, everyone, if you would just get the best job possible and make as much money as possible, you'll be able to get all the girls, all the women that you want. So a lot of us did that. We maybe let our first love go, or first love broke up, and we were told as we got older that we'd be able to afford, or excuse me, not afford, I'll get back to that again, we'll be able to have all the relationships that we want. Well, that sounds a little cold-hearted to me, and it is. I'm going to switch over to the other side before we sew all this up. A woman, like we started talking about a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
If she starts getting bad information about closing her heart, she's told to go after the best deal. She's told to make herself look as sexy as possible, as sensuous as possible, to offer sexuality, to offer appearances, to get surgeries that change body parts in order to become the most alluring, the most preferable person that a man could buy. I mean, that a man could want.
You said that on purpose, Bruce.
That's a body trader, a person trading what they have for what the other person has. A man trying to make as much money as possible so he can afford, I mean, so he can go out with a woman who is also looking for security, who's looking for a man who's driving the right car, who lives in the right neighborhood. And none of this includes kindness, warmth, love, or anything like that. These are cold-hearted body traders. I'm not judging them and saying they're wrong or bad, but they're no longer coming from their heart. They're coming from their heads, trying to figure out the best deal for themselves.
Okay, so that would be if it was a female, but a body trader, if it was a male, would be men who have closed their heart, you're saying, because their heart was broken once or twice. And so what are they looking for? They're looking for the best body, the biggest boobs, the highest stiletto heels. They're looking for, like, when you're saying that women are looking to use men, you know, for the best deal, what are men looking for who are body traders?
You're stealing my thunder, Laura. You just said it. They're looking they're looking for the sexiest babe. They're looking for the girl who looks the best so they can have the best trophy girlfriend, wife that they can possibly afford. And I've got to tell you, you go to certain clubs and bars, and I don't go anymore. When I stopped going, I noticed that unless I talked about how much money I had, the business I was in, how much money I made, the car I drove, I did not have a chance with any of those women at the bar that I was interested in. And when I saw that, I said, wow. Because, Lori, it used to be years and years ago that if you walked into a club or a bar, a fun place, half the women would slap you in the face if you talked about what you owned and what side of the street you lived on to impress them. I think it's much, much a smaller number that would do that now.
Interesting. I had a couple of girlfriends once. But see, I thought this was just an L.A. thing. I didn't really think it was. It could be a Boca thing, too.
It's spreading.
I had a couple of girlfriends who would drive through the parking lot and look to see what cars were parked in the parking lot, and if there weren't enough Mercedes at that time, or whatever the car was, but it was Mercedes for sure at that time, they wouldn't go in. So I've known people like this. I have known people like this. Go ahead.
A lot of warmth there. We both understand. It's not coming from. It's not warming the cockles of anybody's heart to go through a parking lot to see how many Mercedes.
Well, do you think, I mean, you said this happens because someone's heart got broken, but isn't there, I mean, when I was in high school, there were players, and I don't know that they were old enough to have had their heart really broken. I think there was some ego stuff, like, you know, the captain of the football team or the captain of the basketball team or whatever. I know that there were guys who were definitely players, and they traded the currency, because you're talking about currency here. They traded the currency of, you know, their status as, you know, the head jock. And I've always found those people to be very insecure.
There you go. You just hit it on the head. It's not what you think. Just because someone is great looking, just because someone is a quarterback or the captain of the basketball team, of the baseball team, just because they look great, just because they come from a good home and drive an expensive car, that does not mean that they have high self-esteem. It just means that they're coming off like they have it. Most likely, people who are like that have closed off their hearts. And if that's happened even before they've had their first love, that's sad. But there's a lot of people who are brought up feeling insecure about themselves no matter how much they have. And they were downright afraid to get involved. So,
wait, is this nature or nurture?
No. It's nurturing. I mean, if you were brought up to fear people, if you were brought up with tough parents, or if you come from a dysfunctional home, you're not going to easily be able to get into a loving, warm, trusting relationship with someone. You were going to be closed up.
I have a quick question for you before we break, and that is, can people who are players change?
I believe people can change, but only when they realize that they are running on empty. And they can go to seminars that I'm going to talk to you about doing with me, Laura. I think you and I together can do some great relationship workshop weekends for people. And again, remember we talked about men.
They have no one to talk to about this.
That's right. They might go through their whole lives not sharing their pain, not sharing their loneliness, not sharing their disappointments with not being in love. And I want to create weekend relationship workshops where men and women can come together who want to change, who don't want to be attracted to body traders, who don't want to be attracted to players, because they are very attractive, Lori. They look good. They sound good. They smell good. They say all the right things. They probably drive the right cars. They may be stockbrokers, doctors, and lawyers who have closed down their hearts. And you know what? When they close down their hearts, those kinds of people can say just about anything to anybody. And they don't care if they get rejected or not because their hearts are closed. If sensitive guys walked up to somebody and they got rejected, they might not go back to that club or bar ever again because they're a sensitive person. Who would like
right.
to be one?
When we come back, I want to talk to you about what it is to be a lover. If someone wanted to change, what's the possibilities for them? When we come back, we'll talk about what it is to be a lover and how one could become that. You're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and I'm talking to Bruce Starr today, the original AOL's original love coach, L-U-V coach. And I'll be talking to Bruce about how you can become a lover. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
How would you like to lose up to a pound a day? With no exercise required, with no hunger, without being on a restrictive diet for the rest of your life, and no unpleasant side effects. If this appeals to you, you want homeopathic HCG. How do you get that? You go to hormonenurse.com. That's H-O-R-M-O-N-E, nurse.com. There you can find out about HCG and this amazing diet. It's a diet I've used, and I've lost an amazing amount of weight. I'm back to my college size. Plus, you'll find out about hormones, bioidentical hormones. Perhaps you need that too. You need it maybe for sleep, for sexual passion again, your libido. Go to hormonenurse.com.
We're back now with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handler as your host, and I'm interviewing Bruce Starr, AOL's first and original love coach, L-U-V coach. And Bruce is a radio and television talk show host and producer, nationally known professional speaker, author, and presenter, who has a new book on love, sex, and dating called Body Traders, Transforming Back from Player to Lover. And in the last segment, we were talking about players and body traders, people who have closed down their hearts and they trade the currency of money, cars they drive, status, and also their bodies, surgeries, and the way they look to look good in relationships, but they're not exchanging love. They're not talking about heart openings here. They're just talking about qualifying with the proper currency. I think that's what you were communicating to us in the first segment, Bruce.
Yes, they talk about a lot of things. They can talk about love, but are they really exchanging loving feelings? It's so easy right now for people to say what the other person wants to hear. When I was on AOL and listening to these problems that people were having, goodness gracious, the things that someone would say to them to get what they wanted from them. So one of the things that I would say is don't just listen to what people are saying watch their actions. Eventually, you're going to ask me the questions, how do you tell a body trader from a lover? Way number one, don't just listen to what they're telling you to get what they want. Watch their actions. If they show up late, if they blow you off on a date, if they lie to you, if they change their mind, if they don't show up for this appointment, watch what people do. Don't just listen to what they say. If you really want to acknowledge if the person who you're interested in is a body trader, player, or a lover.
Now, first we got to define lover here, because I get it. I get what you're saying about watching people's actions. And I want to talk more about that, because sometimes I know for myself, I'm just going to speak about myself. Sometimes I'm so attracted to what I think that I blind myself from really looking at what's happening.
You and most everybody else, when you find something that you're attracted to, that you want to have, all of our common sense flies out the window, and this is what happens a lot, and we don't pay any attention to red flags along the way.
So the red flags are things like not showing up, or showing up late, or blowing off a date or a prearranged call or some meeting. Also, what else? What else would the red flags be? How would people know that they're with a player or a body trader? How would they know in the first meeting?
Yes, I'm going to tell you how. You're getting the two of the biggest ways to tell body traders right off the bat. Here we go. Body traders look at the other person, and they look at them and they assess that other person, and they say, is this person, do they have high self-esteem, or are they suffering from low self-esteem? Remember I said the best-looking people in the world can have low self-esteem. So if they have low self-esteem, they decide the approach that they're going to take is to compliment them and be there for them and say anything that they have to say to keep that person interested in them. A lot of people will stay around just to hear compliments. So that's part A. They'll look whether you have high self-esteem or low self-esteem. If you have low self-esteem, they'll compliment you, take you places, offer to be there for you. If you have high self-esteem,
yeah,
it's a totally different approach. They will try to pitch how terrific they are to raise themselves up to where they feel that other person is, so that they'll feel equal. They'll either promote themselves, and who is so good at promoting themselves? People that sell real estate, salesmen, stockbrokers, anyone that has a job that they get commissions. You have to watch out. I'm not saying that those are bad people, but you have to watch out for those people, because ever since they're 15 or 16 years old, they've been taught to go after the commission, and they
right.
learn very little about love and kindness and warmth, unless you have older sisters like me, which is why I'm in the position that I'm in. I probably wouldn't have learned anything about it myself either. But most people do not learn anything about how to have, most guys do not learn anything about how to have warm, compassionate relationships. So that's how you tell a body trader player.
Now, what's a lover though, Bruce? First of all, how can you tell a lover, and how could a player become a lover?
Because a lover is just someone who's kind of themselves. They're not trying to sell you. They're not trying to sell themselves. They're not walking up to you and telling you how much money they make. A person with an open heart would never do that. They're a bit like dinosaurs. There are fewer and fewer people out there like that. But they just come over to you and they say, hi, how are you? And they don't talk to you about what they own or have, because they're coming from, their hearts are open.
They want to make a connection. They want to connect.
They want to connect on a deeper level. They're not just going after a numbers game. They're not just looking at 10 or 12 women at a bar and saying, if I go up to those 10 or 12 women and try to tell them how much money I have and how much power I have, and I'm a movie producer, and I, whatever it is that people are interested in, I'll probably get one of those. Only someone with a closed heart could ever attempt to approach relationships that way. Lovers.
Now, Bruce.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Most people anymore are not going to bars. They're not going to the places in the old ways of meeting. They're not even going to parties. They're online. People are online and Match.com or whatever they're on. They're trying to meet people. And the whole profile pretty much says all the stuff that we're talking about. You know, when somebody goes on to one of these online dating services, almost everything they want to know, unless the person says, you know, no comment.
Because they think that's what the other person wants from them. This body trader thing, Lori, is so huge. So many people are caught up with it. So many people's hearts are closed that it's the norm, Lori. It's not right. It's not going to get you the love that you want, and it's only going to cause you to possibly grow old and alone. I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to give it a chance to help as many people as I can get back to love. Listen, Marianne Williamson wrote a book called Return to Love.
Yes, I read it.
Why did she write a book like that? Because even back then, in the 80s, when she started to write it, people were already closing their hearts and going away from love. And I have to say, Lori, another reason why I'm so pushed to do this work is I feel like the world is in the shape of negativity, of bitterness, and anger that it's in because each and every one of us puts out a vibe. You ask any scientist in the world, and they'll say, we are all made of electricity. And as electricians, we either put out good vibes, and you know the Beach Boys song, Good Vibrations. We either put out good vibes or bad vibes. And if there's millions and millions and millions of more people out there putting out negative, nasty vibes, the world is sinking deeper and deeper into a negative energy world. And I feel if I can just help one person at a time give up nastiness and negativity and choose love, that there's a chance that this world can turn around and other people like Marianne Williamson and other people like that all feel the same.
So, okay, so I get it. So you're on a mission. It's fine. I'm on the same mission. I mean, you're on a mission to have people return to being motivated, heart-based, heart-centered, motivated by really wanting true connection, true soul companionship, and letting go of the fear, I guess, is what you're talking about, the actual fear of opening their heart, or even, you know, some of it just sounds like ignorance. You know, if you were saying that men don't have anyone to talk to as much as women have someone to talk to. So what you're talking about here is giving up the fear of opening up and even just talking about it.
What I'm talking about is becoming a better educated dater and lover. Because people say, well, I'm afraid I'm going to do the same thing over and over again. Well, if you keep on choosing game players and body traders, you will. If you keep on being attracted to people who look good, smell good, sexy, who look rich, who look powerful, a movie producer, all that kind of stuff, you will keep on going in the same direction. I am an educator. I want to educate people to be their own best friends and their own dating coaches. I want people to think differently about themselves and about others, and I want them to start loving themselves more so that they can become more attractive to others who are looking for love. And that's
right,
what a lover is.
This is good. This is exactly where we're going to stop here. And when we come back, we're actually going to talk about how we do that, how people become lovers, how people, just what you just said, the mandate that you just laid out, we're going to talk about that, what to do if someone falls in love with a player, what if somebody discovers they're a player, how they change their minds and start reconnecting with the source of love for themselves. You know, your stand for this is great, Bruce. Really, really great.
Hey, are you looking for the perfect vacation getaway this spring? Then look no further. Come to Portugal for a week with me. I'll be offering an exclusive Bliss and Ecstasy course April 26th to the 29th at Tipi Algarves, a lovely organic spa resort in the Algarves part of Portugal. It really doesn't get much better than this. The weather there is perfect. The place and food as natural as it comes, and the surrounding sites full of world history combined with spectacular beaches. This is the part of Portugal where the Mediterranean meets the Atlantic. Why not join me for this exclusive holiday? The Bliss Ecstasy course starts April 26th and completes on the 29th. And then you'll be exploring the local sites or relaxing on the beaches from April 30th to May 4th. I personally can hardly wait. For more information, write to me at sexandhappiness@gmail.com or go to butterflyworkshops.com and join me for an unbelievable exclusive vacation learning sacred sexuality in Portugal.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Lori Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Lori Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Are you in pain or unable to sleep? Ever hear about how the body needs glutathione for natural cleansing? Could you use a boost of energy? Try Life Wave Patches. There are a variety of patches to choose from. Each one of them is designed like a small band-aid to help your body with the challenges of life when you're simply not getting what the body needs for support. And you can use these amazing patches on your pets. Go to Life Wave Patches for Pets and People on Facebook and see Suzanne Summers' interview with Dr. David Schmidt about patches that reduce stress and inflammation while increasing energy. You can also find out more at ValerieHandlers.com. That's ValerieHandlers.com. Or call Valerie at 714-928-6399 to order your patches or consider becoming an independent Life Wave distributor. That's 714-928-6399.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Lori Handlers, and my guest today is Bruce Starr, the Love Coach, L-U-V-C-O-A-C-H, Love Coach. And Bruce has written a book called Body Traders, Transforming Back from Player to Lover. And Bruce, in the last segment, we were talking about really what a lover is and how people can start to look at themselves and choose to get help, get self-help, choose to follow what Marianne Williamson said about return to love and your stand and commitment for people to become more lovers. Now, how can a player become a lover?
Well, they have to decide that they're going up the wrong path. They have that they've been burned and burned and burned and burned, and they have to recognize that this is not what they want. They have to realize that there's still a chance for them, and there is still a chance for them, and that's why I wrote this book. I mean, it took me 15 years to write this book. And by the way, I want to give free to the first 10 people that email me at lovecoach, L-U-V-C-O-A-C-H, at AOL.com, L-U-V-C-O-A-C-H, at AOL.com. The first 10 people that email me from listening to this show, I'm going to send them my Body Traders book absolutely free. I'm glad to do that.
I love that. That's so great, Bruce. Thanks for doing that for my listeners.
I really want to get the word out because I feel bad. Listen, when I got started doing this work, I was a single person, and I was enjoying it. I enjoyed being single. But I also wanted to know what other people knew who seemed to be in a happy relationship. It seemed to me that all the women I wanted to be with, they would end up breaking up with me, and the ones I didn't care all that much about, they couldn't get enough of me, and I really didn't want them. I wanted to understand what that was all about. And through my work, I did understand. I'm now married. I've been married 6 or 7 years. I have a beautiful young daughter. So I changed. And if I can change, other people can change. And I want to get the word out that being a body trader, just selling what you have, what assets you have, for the assets of another person, to be socially, to be financially secure, to get the best deal possible for yourself, is a very intellectual, compromising relationship. And it's going to change, folks. If it would work forever and ever, you wouldn't hear me on this show. But relationships based on thinking and thoughts change. Relationships based on a heart-opening experience and kindness and warmth to one another, even if the form and the shape of the relationship changes from a highly sexual one to a less sexual one, it's still based on love, and the heart does not change. That's why people who have broken hearts, it doesn't change for them for a long, long time. I want people to start coming from their hearts and not from their heads when it comes to love and relationships.
Now, Bruce, you know, there's something you're saying, though. It is kind of, you were talking about how this is a more current phenomenon, but, you know, I'm reading a book about Cleopatra right now. And I just have to say, Cleopatra and her liaison with Caesar, you know, the royals, people have been doing this currency thing for a long time. Arranged marriages, you know, there are arranged marriages where people are actually happy and their parents made the arrangements based on the currency, you know, whether it's in India or some places in the Muslim world, or even like dynasties, like the royal families. There's a lot of relating and relationships that were really historically always based on how much goods, the biggest dowry or the most cattle or the biggest castle or the biggest fiefdom. So there's a part of me that's going, yeah, I understand. Like, I come from my heart, so I understand that. And I've certainly been played before, but somebody might say that I'm a player, you know, and yet I also have an understanding that the world has been motivated for centuries around power and wealth.
Yes, Laurie, now here's the difference. There's nothing wrong with looking out for yourself and saying, hey, does this guy have a job? Is she an attractive girl? I'm not saying that you should look past that. All I'm saying is it can't be the first and most important thing that is where you make your decisions from. The first has to be is, can I exist with this person? Can we get along? Is there a chance for love? Do I feel something from this person? But what's happened is we've pushed that way far down the list of the things of our priorities. And the priorities have become much more intellectual and much more financial. So all I'm saying is go for someone first. Look and see if you can get along with them, if they have a warm heart, if you can spend the rest of your life with them. And then instead of making it first, oh, they're not presidents of their companies, forget it. Oh, they're not driving Mercedes, forget it. Try not to come from that place, but try to leave a little bit of part of your heart open first. And then, listen, then if they refuse to work and they don't want to work, you can't live with somebody like that, fine. But don't make that first.
I understand.
That's the difference, Lord.
So I think we're talking about other things. Like I don't do it anymore. But there was a time when I coached women to make a list, or men, because I owned a dating service back in the 90s, and I owned one of those video dating services. I was in Washington D.C. at the time, and I would say to people, potential clients who came to me, that they should make a list of what they want in their potential mate. And then I would say, code the list with musts and preferreds. Like, put an M next to musts and P next to preferred. So one might prefer that their partner drive a Mercedes, but they must have somebody who's physically fit. Or they must have somebody who they can laugh with. Or they must have somebody who can carry on a conversation, you know, a general conversation about things going on in the world, or feelings, somebody who's practiced in nonviolent communication or what have you. And a preferred thing could be, you know, works out five times a week. So the things that somebody must have become a very short list compared with preferences that, you know, anybody could prefer. That's not going to necessarily be a deal breaker. It seems to me that someone one could laugh with. Well, you know, I once, when I was doing groups back in Boston, I was supervised by a guy who was a psychologist rabbi. And he said to me, make sure you can laugh with your partner, because laughter lasts lots of years longer than great sex.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I like that idea a lot, Lori, because people that are in body trading relationships don't laugh that much because they're always concerned. They're coming from an insecure place that the relationship is going to change. You know, if I'm a guy and I'm looking at you and you're a good-looking girl and you know that I'm basing my desires for you on your looks, what are you going to think about that? First of all, you're going to think, in the old days, you used to think, is that all he wants me for? But now what you're going to think is, oh, my God, what's going to happen when my looks change, when my breasts sink lower, when things start going in different directions than they are now? Is he still going to be around? And the other
I know. All women think of this. Yes. All women feel this way. I mean,
what?
And women hold themselves to much higher standards for looks than men do.
But, Lori, if that's what you base your relationships on, you will change, and you've probably picked someone who might also want to make a change when your body parts go down. That's why I'm saying meet up with someone, connect with someone at the heart chakras, not at the base energy centers, but of the heart. Because once you connect from the heart, that's what has a chance to last through the changes. Also, the same thing with a guy. If a guy is with a woman and he knows that she's with him for the money he makes, what happens if his business goes under? What happens if he gets sued? What happens if anything happens? He knows, and he's probably right, that woman is going to leave him because he doesn't have the money anymore. Basic relationships like that are based on frantic fears of that it's going to eventually change. And any relationship that's based on fear is not based on love, and it's just not a good relationship for you.
Well, you know, I have so many feelings about what you're speaking about. I mean, I just want to say, well, that's why we should do away with monogamy. That's why we should do away with marriage. I mean, I just feel like, look at Elizabeth Taylor. Look at Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy. I mean, we're talking about like really prestigious, you know, women who Elizabeth Taylor married, what, 7, 8, 9 times, something like that. Jacqueline Kennedy came from a really great family and married into the Kennedys and then married into Aristotle Onassis. And I don't see that those kinds of unions as any different from somebody who gets paid money for sex.
But nowhere is it mentioned about love. And some people, listen, human nature has been built on love and kindness for one another. We're going away from that. The people that you just mentioned are the ultimate body traders. I'm not judging them wrong or bad. I read a book the other day about one of the most famous actresses in the whole world giving up her career to marry the Prince of Monaco.
Yes, Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly gave up everything that she desired, show business, whatever she was doing, to become this man's wife, and was so unhappy she could just kill herself. She had the worst life. So selling yourself for power and glory, okay, listen, the most famous people in the world do it, but I guarantee you that unless that relationship has some love and based on a foundation of love, it's not going to work. And our world, the future of our world, depends on more and more and more of us coming from love putting out loving vibrations out into the world, putting out kind vibrations to the world, or else our world is going to deteriorate into the way it's going. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And I don't want my world to get worse and worse. I want to start putting out people with better vibrations.
That's great, Bruce. When we come back, we're going to talk about that, how people actually can get in touch with you, how people can find out more about this, and how people can start to come from their heart. Like, what should people do? That's what we'll be talking about in the next segment. If you just started listening, Bruce made a wonderful offer, which is that to the first 10 people who write to him, and Bruce, you want to give that email address again?
The Original Love Coach at AOL, no ones or twos or threes over it, LUVCOACH at AOL.com.
So if you write to Love Coach, LUVCOACH at AOL.com, and you're one of the first 10 people to send an email to Bruce Starr, he will send you a copy of Body Traders, Transforming Back from Player to Lover. We're going to leave this segment here for a short pause, and we'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to find out what Bruce has up his sleeve, how people are going to change from this and be able to come from their heart chakra and transform the world. We'll be right back.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
You're listening to Sex and Happiness, a program about sex and happiness. And today I'm speaking with Bruce Starr, love coach at AOL.com. And Bruce, you were talking about how you want the world to be a more heart-centered, kind space to live in. What should people do to become more loving? What are some quick, if there are anything quick, you know, you said someone had to realize first that they were going down the wrong direction. And so once someone has realized and they have a desire to become more loving in their life, what are some tips you could give them, especially if they're in relationship with somebody who seems more hardened? Is there something, you know, does the individual have to do it themselves? Or can somebody who's in relationship with someone like this help them?
You can't really rely on anyone else for anything, and that's the way it is in the world a lot. It's all about you. Now, if you're married to someone who's, you know, against having more of a heartfelt relationship, you're going to have a bit of a disadvantage. But let's say you're just going out with someone, you're just dating someone, and they're not interested in a heartfelt relationship. They're a player, they're a dancer, they dance around, they're body traders. You need to be able to say to yourself, you know what, I want to distance myself from a past where I was making the wrong choices for the wrong reasons. You have to start surrounding yourself with kinder people. And where do you find kinder people? You find them at yoga workshops. You find them at yoga classes. You find them at astrology. You find them in libraries. You find them in places where people are working on themselves. I would stop watching the news first thing in the morning and late at night, because it's going to close your heart with all the harsh things that are going on in the world, with all the awful things that are going on in the world.
Bruce, I just have to tell you that I stopped watching the news during the Vietnam War. I haven't watched the news.
Wonder why you're so terrific, Lori.
Or read the paper since we were in Vietnam. Yeah. I couldn't handle it. It hurt too much.
Because
so I just stopped.
Open. Your heart is open. And that's why you're able to do a show like this. That's why we're able to relate about information like this. Because let me tell you, I did a show once with a talk radio show host in Miami, Florida. And she's huge now. She's huge. I went down there and did a show with her in her audience. And all she wanted to do was to try to humiliate me and make fun of me until I finally said to myself, this woman, her heart is so closed that I don't need to be on a radio show with her. I don't need to be a here. I got up and I walked out.
Really?
And that's what I suggest people do. Do not place yourself in situations where there are angry and bitter people. Go home, read my book, Body Traders, Transforming Back from Player to Lover. The book teaches people how to get back to love. There's so many ideas in Body Traders, how to get back to love. And Lori, people need to go where other like-minded, kind people are who also want to have heartfelt relationships. That's why I do Love Works Relationship Weekend Workshops. And Lori, you and I have to start doing these all over the country, all over the world, because people need this. They depend on us. And what does a weekend do? Why do I have a weekend workshop?
Yeah, why?
Because people need to be together in the same place for 2 or 3 days so that they can watch someone from a distance, so they don't have to go up to someone and use a line on them, because they know they're going to see them for 2 or 3 days. They can see how they are. They don't have to push themselves. They don't have to push somebody else. They can just be in a place on a Friday night, be with them all day Saturday, listening to seminars, being in group workshops, playing dating games, having a big dance on a Saturday night, and then Sunday getting together again, doing speed dating, having all this fun at seminars, but you're in a safe environment run by heartfelt people who want to help other people. What greater way in the world is there to meet someone than at a weekend relationship workshop organized by people like you and I in every city in the country? I think we need to do this, Lori.
I think it sounds terrific, Bruce. I mean, it sounds like a great idea. So the workshops you're talking about are actually for single people.
Yes, yes. And what we need, Lori,
Do you do balancing? I mean, do you do gender balance? Well, it sounds like it's for people who are heterosexual who are looking for a relationship like pretty monogamous.
Yes.
Like the one. Okay.
Yes. Generally. I mean, I'm not going to say that someone who's not heterosexual, you know, can't come. Of course they can. I would never leave anybody out.
But they're not looking for that. You might have to have, like, you might have to have special workshops for people who are looking for people of the same gender.
Yes, and that's fine, too, because the rules are all the same. Don't be a player. If be heartfelt. Don't, you know, when the people who are gay that came into my room, all they would talk to me about, the men would talk to me about, oh, they loved that one, had such a buff body. And, oh, my God, if us men talked about being with women because they had the most incredible body, women would think horrible things about us. But I used to hear this all the time, that men would get caught up in being as physical and as physically attractive to other men as possible. And again,
it's true. I had somebody from the UK who runs Gay Tantra and in other parts of Europe. And he said that his big challenge is not to get people in their body and to be more self-expressed sexually or to use sex as the portal, but to actually get people into their heart.
That's
and
right.
Communicating with each other. That's his big challenge. So it is true what you're saying.
Absolutely. And I do have to say one other thing sometimes, Lori, that when people do come from a heart-to-heart relationship with their heart chakras. Now, do we know about chakras? These are energy centers from our body, and there's lower ones, and there's ones from the heart, and there's ones in the third eye and the top chakra. People need to kind of come away from lower chakra relationships. And sometimes, Lori, not all times, sometimes, when people are on a heart-to-heart felt relationship, sometimes the sex is not as hot as it could be when strangers are together or when you're in a relationship based on the heat of a sexual attraction. And that's okay, because as we get a little older, it's about having more balance in your life. It's about having a nice sex life. It's about having communication. It's about having intuitive connection with someone. It's about having heart to heart. And that's what growing up is. Growing up is leaving just the lower chakra energy, just the lower chakra, just the sexual energy. Not, it can't just be sexual energy as we get older and older. We have to mature. Maturing is that we spark up the other chakras, the other energy centers in our life, so that when we meet someone, we're connecting on many energy levels, not just on a couple.
You know, I want to just say something. I look at it just a little differently. When I teach people to deal with their lower chakras, which is their first one, which is where they sit, their root chakra, their sex chakra, and their power center, I teach them that they have to deal with the energy there. They need to actually explore those areas and open themselves up that way, dealing with things that are usually in the subconscious. And I have them work very physically to find that stuff out. Because sometimes people's hearts are open, but they're not dealing with the unconscious driven stuff that runs the show, because they just don't even know that that's what's running the show. So, I mean, I hear you talking about it in a very conscious way, and I just want to say that sometimes people are consciously having their heart open, but they haven't dealt with the material, the rich material that comes from looking at what's running them in terms of survival.
That's why you and I together are going to create. That's why I'm even talking to you about
we're
this.
Conquering. We're going to conquer the world.
Exactly. We're going to get people's sexual chakras alive as well as their heart chakras. And that's why you and I are such a good combination for people, because I come from where I come from, and I respect and admire where you come from. And people need that balance of all of that.
They do. They need the balance of all of it, Bruce. It's really true. It's really, really true. Well, listen, let's tell people how they can get in touch with you, how, again, they can get the book, Body Traders, Transforming Back from Player to Lover.
Yes.
So, if people want to reach you, what's the best way to reach you? Because I know you have Facebook, you have all these things. So
yes, the best
tell us
way.
What you got.
Yeah, the best way is to just contact me at lovecoach, LuvCoach at AOL.com. LuvCoach. I can do one-on-one sessions with people. You know what, Lori? Isn't it amazing that business people will invite consultants and coaches into their lives to help them where they're not doing well in business? People need to do that with their relationships. They need to invite coaches into their lives to help them break through what we've been talking about for the last hour. And that's what I offer to help people with. I offer to do one-on-one relationships right over Skype from anywhere in the world. Just contact me at lovecoach@AOL.com, and I will also there be able to tell people where they can buy my book as well, just by writing me an email.
Okay, great. And I want to remind people that if they're one of the first 10 people to write to lovecoach@AOL.com, they're going to get a copy, a free copy of Body Traders, Transforming Back from Player to Lover from you, Bruce Starr.
Yes, and that's because they're such great listeners of your show.
Thanks so much, Bruce. I appreciate that. I'm excited. I'm excited for people, and I'm excited to talk to you more about the possibility of us working together. So thank you. Thanks for being my guest today on the show, Bruce. I want to first of all thank everyone for being my listener. I want to thank my sponsors, HormoneNurse.com and Valerie Handlers, my sister, with LifeWave Patches for people and pets. Find out how you can get out of pain and how your pets can get out of pain and how your body can get what it wants just by using little Band-Aid patches. And also, of course, my sponsor, Zestra. I want to thank Zestra for coming on board and supporting this show, Sex and Happiness. This is Lori Handler signing off for Sex and Happiness.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to know.